Welcome back to another week of Eye of the Storm, a Guelph Storm podcast with myself, Ryan Drury, the voice of the Guelph Storm on Rogers TV. Very pleased to be joined by another member of the Defense Corps this year and a second-year Storm player. Very pleased to be joined this week by Rowan Topp. Rowan, how are you, man?
I'm not bad. How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to have you on the show and glad to dig into what really amounts to your first full season as a member of the Storm. Of course, you got into 9 games last season as you split some time between the OHL and the GOJHL, and we'll dig into that a little bit. But I want to, you know, just get your thoughts on how the season's gone so far. Despite some struggles in the second half, the team has really rebounded nicely over the last couple weeks here. You guys have gotten some huge victories over divisional opponents, and I'm speaking to the night after a second straight win over the rival Kitchener Rangers. Boy, you guys, as we head to the playoffs, you must be feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, I mean, the year's been awesome. I can't complain. Like, coaching staff, all my teammates, and the whole city of Guelph has been really great to us this year. And as you can see, the fans every night coming out to support us no matter win or loss. And I think that's something that's really special to us as a team. And obviously over the past couple of games, it's been really nice to get the wins that we need coming into playoffs here and gain some momentum back. And yeah, I think it's really important. I think I'm enjoying everything and the team's doing really well so far.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch of late. That game on Sunday at home at the Sleeman Center, it was rocking in there. That might have been the loudest it's been all year. Yeah. It was a lot of fun in that building on Sunday. And the playoffs are right around the corner. But before we kind of dig more into the team this year and your experience so far, I want to kind of rewind time and go back to when you were a little kid growing up in the St. Anne's area, of course, up there in the greater Niagara region. And, you know, talk a bit about what it was like when you were first starting to fall in love with the game. What do you remember best about growing up in St. Anne's and just being a kid falling in love with hockey?
Yeah, so I actually live on a poultry farm, and that's what my family does for a living. And we live in the country, so I grew up playing a lot of pond hockey at my house and up at the cottage as well on the lake. So I think that's one of the main memories that I have growing up, and that's I think that's why I fell in love with hockey, just spending all those days in the rink. And yeah, and my dad got me involved in Westlake and minor hockey when I was pretty young, I think 4 or 5, and ever since then I've just loved the game and had a passion for it. So I think that my dad's always pushed me, and I think that him introducing me to the game was really beneficial for me, and having that ability to just go out on the pond whenever I wanted to play, and that's something to help me to fall in love with the game a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of handy when you've got access to ice right in the backyard. It's definitely a bit of a benefit for sure. It shows because you're a great skater out there, and it's so key for a defenseman. And I kind of wonder, like, when you were a little kid, were you always a defenseman, or were you one of the kids that kind of jumped around a little bit and slid into that later? Or have you always been riding the blue line?
No, I've always been on the blue line. I was I grew pretty fast when I was young, so I was always a little bit bigger than everyone. And I think that that's what introduced me to being a defenseman, using my body and hitting and all those sorts of things that are part of being a defenseman. I think that my size when I was young was something that really helped me. I think that, yeah, I've always been interested in just defending, and that aspect of the game has always been an interest of mine. So, yeah.
I wonder, going back, you know, when you think back to those formative years when you're growing up playing the game, I'm sure that there were a number of coaches, maybe teammates, different people along the way. You know, you obviously mentioned your dad getting you started, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that you look back on that helped you get to where you are today and kind of inspired your hockey journey. Who are some of those people that really stick out in your mind?
Well, I think that other than my dad, my uncle who played professional hockey in Sweden, he's someone that had a major impact on my hockey career growing up. And when I moved to the GTHL for my last couple of years of my hockey, he actually took me in and he kind of billeted me. So I lived with my uncle there and his family for 3 years. And I thought that was something that was really cool. He always helped me, took me to practices, and tried to give me all the tips and pointers that he took from playing junior hockey and playing pro. And that's something that I thought was really important to me, as well as all the countless different coaches that I've had over the years playing in Niagara. I've had many different coaches there, and in the Toronto area, I've had some good experiences there with Phil Vanney, and he was my coach for my minor midget year, and all the way back to when I played with Air last year, Cody Hall and the coaching staff on Air there, they all helped me to develop, especially even the Gulf Storm staff last year. They were I was there and helped me learn, even when I wasn't in the lineup. It was something that I thought was really cool, and I think just all the coaches along the way have really helped me to get where I am today.
Well said. And I know, you mentioned the GOJHL. Before you jumped into junior, you spent some time with the North York Rangers, which is a great program. And then you jump up and, you find out you're going to become a member of the Guelph Storm and you're going to play junior. What was that experience like for you and your family? I'm sure it was a lot of fun to hear that you were going to be coming to the Royal City.
Yeah, like I grew up and I grew up watching the OHL a lot. I would always go to the Ice Dogs, and that was one of the teams that I watched growing up. And I actually had traveled to Guelph to watch one of the games, say 5 or 6 years ago. My dad actually went to university here in Guelph, as well as my mom, and they brought us back to watch one of the Storm games, which was kind of cool. And on draft night, when I heard that I was getting drafted to Guelph, and I got the call from George, it was pretty special, and that was a big moment for my family and I.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, you're already kind of familiar with the city and your family knew what it was all about too. So I'm sure that was a really special moment. Your
Yeah.
parents already had the lay of the land. They didn't have to learn a new
Exactly.
place or anything like that.
Yeah.
You brought up your GOJHL career, obviously spending time with the Air Centennials. You played 9 games for the Storm last season and spent a bulk of your year playing in one of the best junior leagues in terms of development, if not the best in Ontario for junior B level, in the GOJHL. Tell us a little bit about your experience in that league and how you found the level of play there, because there's been a lot of rumors lately that they're pushing to become a tier two junior A league. I've covered the league for many, many years here in Listowel, and I know you had a lot of great battles with the Cyclones.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about your experience in the league and your impression of the level of play.
Yeah, like before Guelph Storm main camp in my first year, I went and played in the air camp, and right from that moment there were a lot of friendly faces that brought me in, and they knew that I could be possibly playing with them that year, and I think that I got to know them all really well, and that was something that was really special to me. And like Zach Sandu, who played there the year before, he let me know all about it and how awesome it was, and I think that was something that it really inspired me. And just the way the coaching staff and all the players in the air last year welcomed us in, and yeah, it was special. And practices, everything like that, all the coaches wanted to do was give you the opportunity that you needed, or that you could to help the team and better your game. I think that by playing in Air last year, I developed a lot more confidence playing junior hockey and adjusting to the level of play. I think that, like you said, it's a great league. It's fast. It's a little bit different than the OHL, but I think that it's a great development standpoint from that. And I think that, yeah, the pace of play, everything like that was great, and I had a lot of fun there. It was quite enjoyable.
Yeah, I love the GOJHL. It's a great league. Playoffs well underway, of course, and I'm sure you'll be cheering for your Air
Yeah.
Centennials in the second round with the Listowel Cyclones here, and that'll be a great playoff battle after they put out the Kitchener-Waterloo Siskins. I'm sure that made you very happy, a triple OT winner. Those are
It
always
yeah.
exciting. I want to ask you just about your experience initially with the Storm. You get into 9 games last season, and then this year you come to camp, you make the team, and you basically played every single shift that's been required of you. You've been a fixture in the lineup. You've played extremely well, and I want to ask you just your impression on how this season's gone and how you've found, that you've adjusted to the league as you're another year older in junior. You've picked up some things. How has your year gone from your perspective, Rowan?
Yeah, well, I got the privilege to live here and play here last year and practice with the team, and that was something that I thought was really important for my development. As I said, going down to Air and being able to practice here was something that I thought was really cool, getting to learn and get a little bit of that experience. And then this year, I worked as hard as I could over the summer, and this year I stepped in, and I think that the coaches and the staff and my teammates have given me all the opportunity to learn and develop. And I think that Just practicing this year with our coaches and our systems, and I think that we all develop great habits. We build a good culture when we're with each other on the team, and I think that if we hold each other to the highest standard that we have, it's really helped my game and a lot of others. And I think that just our core on defense, or our team core, has really grown throughout the year, and I think that's helped us develop into a much more structured team. And yeah, my experience has been nothing but great. Like, I love it here.
Well, you can certainly tell. And I mean, I think that one thing we've noticed about you, like, you've developed in leaps and bounds this year. And, you know, in the odd conversations we've had throughout the year, Mark Perry and myself, with your coaches and with George, one thing that they constantly bring up is, one thing that Chad said to us was that Rowan seems to get smarter every game. Your on ice awareness has just completely gone off the charts. Defensively, you're so sound. And I think, you know, in talking to you and watching you play, like, it makes a lot of sense that you're a defenseman. You got a really cool, calm air about you. You don't get rattled. You got a high pressure threshold. I think it makes a lot of sense. What's your relationship been like with Chad Wiseman and the staff? Because, you know, to have a good relationship with your coach, especially at this level, is really, really important. How's that been for you?
Yeah, I think that something that we talk about with our coaches and relating to a book we read at the start of the year was trust the process. And I think that the way that the coaches have implemented that system into our team, and me especially, I think that developing small habits every day, whether that be practicing different maneuvers or whatever on the ice with our defense coach Rob or whatever. And I think that Chad expects a lot from all of our team, and I try to live the standard that he sets for our team. And I think that in practices, he's always been there, and all the staff, Dan Fitzgerald and Rob Collins, they've all been there to push me during the practices. And I think that the way that they push you and the way they keep encouraging your development, it's really helped my game to grow. And yeah, and they've given me all the opportunity that I can ask for. And I think that it's really helped with my development this year.
And in terms of your development as well, you know, a lot of that can come from your teammates as well, guys who have that lived experience. And it's your second year in the league. And, you know, pretty soon, you know, enjoy it, because time, it flies by. I'm sure the guys have told you this, but you've got three great overagers on the team this year, and two of them happen to be defensemen. Braden Hislop, who sadly, unfortunately, is injured right now. And we see him down there in the sharp suit. He's helping out with the coaches and everything. And that's not a surprise to see him down there. And of course, Chandler Romeo as a defenseman, you know, because obviously Braden Bowman being a forward and a great captain for yourselves. In terms of you being a defenseman, I'm sure that those two guys have imparted a lot of wisdom on you throughout the year. Tell us a little bit about that and your relationship with those two great kids.
Yeah, well, so I'll start with Hislop. And I actually started the year playing a lot with him. And through the preseason, the first little bit of the season, I was playing with him. And even in training camp, he was on my team. And I got to know him really well. And we connected. And he's taught me a lot about work habits, and especially just now, him being able to be on the bench, he can give you tips and pointers that he's learned throughout his time in the league. And I think that's something that's really cool. His wisdom and experience has really rubbed off on me, and I think helped my game a lot. And then moving over to Chandler, I think that now we have the opportunity to play together coming into playoffs here. And I think that I really enjoy being his partner, because he helps me to keep the game simple. I think that's something that's really important. We know each other's roles, and I think that we help each other a lot on the ice, and whether that be talking to each other on the bench or even on the ice, making sure that we're communicating. And that's something that he's given me all these little tips and pointers. Whether we get back to the bench, it's something that we need to communicate upon. But off the ice, on the ice, both of them have really helped my game develop. And I can't say anything. I have only good things to say about them. They're two awesome men. They've really helped my game develop.
And you talk about the leadership core of the team, obviously led by Braden Bowman, or Bonesy, as you guys refer to him. And their careers are about to wrap up here. And, you know, at large, and everybody to a man that I've talked to on the team this year has talked so much about the close-knit community that you guys have in that room. And, you know, the team was sharing stuff from the overagers today, and that was the first thing Bowman said. You know, this is such a close group, and the guys really care about each other and stick together. And, you know, all year you guys have been, you know, despite some ups and downs, one of the best defensive teams in the entire league. And that kind of stuff doesn't happen unless you guys are all one unit and a big family. What's your experience been like in that room? Because we've heard it 100 times now. It seems like it's pretty special.
Yeah, like every day the boys, we grow closer together. I mean, it's your family when you're here for the year, right? So you get really close with them. You get to know everyone's personalities and everything like that. And I think that at this point, we just want to play for all the older guys that might not have as much time left as we do. And I do understand how important it is that I'm doing everything that I can. All my teammates are doing everything that we can do to make sure that their careers are lasting as long as they can, because all the older guys have meant so much to all our younger guys and taught us all very valuable life lessons, whether that be in the rink or outside of the rink. And I think that the trust that we have between one another on the team is something that it's very valuable and something that we won't forget. And I think it's something that'll take our team pretty deep in the playoffs this year if we continue to trust each other to do our own jobs and hold each other to a high standard and hold each other accountable. But yeah, like I said, the connections that we've all made being together every day is something special. And I think that's something that we all value a lot.
That's well said. And, you know, we touched a little bit on how fun it's been to play at the Sleeman Center this year and that crowd and, you know, the Royal City. It's some of the best junior hockey fans in the world, really. And they've always turned out and supported the Storm right from day one. And this year's been no different. Third in the league in average attendance. And you're only behind two teams that have much bigger barns. So,
yeah,
you know, from your experience and obviously being special with your parents having gone to school in the city, you already knew a bit about it, but now as a player, like, what is it in your opinion that makes playing in the Royal City so special?
Yeah. Like there's countless things. Like, we've been, have the privilege to go to a wonderful high school here. We've had the privilege to practice in wonderful facilities here, play in wonderful facilities. And I think that the whole community around Guelph, whether that be the police officers that we talk to, the mental performance coaches that we have with the Storm, and just the whole community of Guelph coming out to support us every night, it's really special. And that's something that I don't think you're going to get in a lot of cities, especially for the size of the city of Guelph compared to the bigger cities with the bigger rinks. I think that we have an outstanding community that supports us every night. And yeah, it's a wonderful city that yeah, it's important to us to have those crowds every night. And I think that's something that's awesome and helps our team succeed.
Yeah, for sure. I couldn't agree more. It's fun to call games in there, and the playoffs are always electric. I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah.
I want to dig more into, you know, what makes you successful as a player. And I've talked to your teammates a lot about their equipment and their preferences. Are you a very particular guy with your equipment? Would you consider yourself superstitious in any way, or are you pretty lax when it comes to that?
I mean, I have my superstitions like every hockey player does, but I think that I'm pretty lax with that. I like to use a long stick as a defenseman. That's something that I value. And our coaches always talk about the importance of having a good stick. So that's something I like equipment wise. But other than that, I think I'm pretty basic with my equipment.
What kind of skates are you using, and break your stick down for us?
I'm using CCM FT6 Pro Skates. I got those at the start of this year, and I've always been using CCM. So yeah, that's my choice. And then stick, I'm using CCM FT6 Jet Speed, 90 flex, right-handed, P29 curve. And yeah, it's pretty tall. It's up to my nose on skates. So yeah.
Yeah, well, you're using it to great effect, that's for sure. Yeah. I wonder as well, you know, because how you settled on the 90 flex, because like a lot of defensemen now, like the thing has become, you know, they want defensemen to jump up in the play a lot more. You know, Makar uses a really whippy flex. Erik Karlsson's always used a really whippy one. Some guys still like the stiffer sticks. Like, how did you kind of find where you were comfortable with your flex?
Personally, for my style of play, I think that I'm a defenseman who will stay at home and shut down and be physical and hard on pucks. So I think that just personally, I prefer having a stronger flex. I feel like I can be harder on pucks, whether I'm going glassing out or icing on the penalty kill or something like that. I think that that's my preference for having a stiff stick and just feeling more stability. That's why I use 90 flex.
Nothing wrong with that. Very well said. I want to ask you as well about your music preferences. The consensus I've gotten all year, pretty big country room. A lot of country fans in your dressing room. I've had a couple outliers. I was talking with Leo Sirlin last week, big rock guy, of course, his dad, very famous Canadian musician. So it makes sense. Where do you kind of fall in? Like, what are you throwing on if you were in charge of the aux cord?
I'm all country, everything.
Okay.
When I grew up on the farm, that's all I listened to, and the cottage, everything. But I can appreciate rock too. That's something that I listen to in the summer when I'm up north and on the dock or whatever. So rock and country, but mostly country, I would say.
Give me a rundown. Who are some of your favorites right now?
Artists-wise, I probably would stick to my basic Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs. And I appreciate Zach Bryan too, but I went to Luke Bryan concert last summer. I went to Old Dominion, lots of different bands that's really fun. They keep me inspired in country music.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Man, Morgan Wallen, has he ever popped off, man? Oh, my God. Popular as all hell. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I wonder then, because I've asked all your teammates this too, is there a song that comes to mind if I were to say, hey, the Guelph Storm are going to let you have your own goal song? Is there a song that comes to mind?
I'm not going to go with an upbeat song here. It's actually funny. This song was my walk-up song in my baseball high school season last year.
Okay.
After the season, it was Where the Wild Things Are by Luke Combs. It's not too upbeat, but I love it.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a different vibe.
It is a different vibe.
That's unique.
It's very unique. I don't know if a lot of other guys would choose that, but.
No, yeah, that's good though. That you stick out a little bit there because everybody wants to go with like the adrenaline pumping rock, maybe the really upbeat party song, and you're coming in with a bit of a different vibe. I like that. That's a good one. Well, hey, you know, TJ Oshie uses Country Roads. That's not exactly a super upbeat song, but everybody gets singing it when he scores.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with it. Where the Wild Things Are. I like that. That might be the most interesting one I've gotten all year, to be honest.
Love it.
There you go. When you're on the bus, I mean, you know, the OHL, you got some long trips. Are you a big card guy? Are you a movie and Netflix guy? Are there any shows you're into? What's your routine?
At the start of the year, I was more independent on the bus. I would sometimes read a book if I had one, or just watch a movie or a show. And then last couple of weeks we started playing cards, and that's something that it really passes the time. I'll tell you that much. On our past trip up to the Sioux, just playing a lot of euchre with some of my teammates, and I made that 8-hour bus ride feel pretty short, which is kind of nice. So yeah, and the other times I'll try and sleep, but yeah, it's a mixture of everything, to be honest with you.
There you go. Okay. I wonder this, like, are you amongst the gamer crowd in the team? Are you into games really? Cause I just wonder, because I don't know if you've watched any of these, but there's been a raging debate all year about who the best Chell player is on the team. Bonesy thinks it's him. Ryan McGuire really thinks it's him. And when I had Brody Crane on, Brody said that he would beat anybody handily at the game, and Leo Sirlin last week confirmed that. Have you seen any evidence to put any of this infighting to rest?
Well, I haven't seen Bonesy versus Migsy, but I've seen them play on a team together, and they beat Bushy and Charlie pretty well. So I don't know, they seem pretty good. And personally, I am not that big of a gamer. Like, I'll play with my billet brothers sometimes, and that's always fun to do when you get home from the rink. And it's good something to get your mind off hockey. But yeah, personally, I'm not that big of a gamer. But yeah, from what I've seen, there's a couple guys that are pretty good at the game.
Yeah, we're gonna have to figure this out somehow. I wonder as well, when you're away from the rink, what are some things around town you like to do? Because Guelph, like, I grew up not far from the city. When I was a kid, I was in a band and we played shows in Guelph all the time. It's one of my favorite cities. There's so much cool stuff to do. What's something you like to do with your downtime?
On the March break, I found it pretty interesting. We had some very nice weather, so I would take some time to go on, find some trails, go for some walks. I think it's good for athletes to get out and stretch your legs on a day off or whatever. So that was something I thought was cool. And other than that, I've gone to some batting cages, play some baseball, gone to the movies, done bowling. So there's lots to do in Guelph here. It's a great city for that, and it's lots of different things. You can go out to eat in so many different places here. And I think that spending time outside and getting out of the house, it's important. Yeah, so it's lots of different things here in Guelph.
Absolutely. Great trails in Guelph too, man. The Green
Yeah.
River Trail, all that stuff. It's a good outdoor city, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I wonder as well, when you were a kid growing up, like, did you have a favorite NHL team that you followed? Who were some of your favorite players? Like, when you look back on guys that kind of you wanted to maybe model your game after, who sticks out?
Back in the, like, I've been a Leafs fan the whole time growing up, so
Yep.
that's the team that I've followed and watched most of my life. And I think that I've always been a fan of Morgan Rielly, just watching him. I don't really have the same style of play as him, but I think it's entertaining to watch what he can do out there. And as we come into this generation, watching some of the more skilled defensemen is always fun. But also, like, watching one of the guys on the Leafs right now, Simon Benoit. I think that I model my game a little bit after him. He's simple, he's big, he's physical, and I think it's he's a player that I enjoy watching. And yeah, it's cool, and I enjoy it following the Leafs no matter the game. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. Being right-handed too, they could maybe use you coming up in this playoffs because they're always talking. Everybody's harping on, Morgan Rielly needs a right-handed partner. You might fit the bill.
I don't know if that's a dream, but at least someone who I've always followed growing up, and it's they're a great team to watch, and I enjoy
Well, you
it.
never know,
Excited to
man,
see what they can do this year.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, they gotta win one eventually. Hey, if my Caps can win one, I think that the Leafs can win one. I mean, for goodness sake, the Chicago Cubs won a World Series. We all saw
Exactly.
that happen. The Leafs can win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And you never know. Maybe someday you'll be helping them do it. I want to ask you as well. I like to wrap up all my player interviews. I've gotten all your teammates to do this. I've gotten some really cool answers on this one too. I want you to build me a dream starting lineup with you obviously on defense. It doesn't even necessarily have to be NHL guys. It doesn't have to be pro players. It can just be anybody, favorite teammates, anything like that. Put yourself on right defense. Give me three forwards, a D partner, and a goaltender. Go ahead.
All right. My D partner, I'm gonna s stick with Romeo.
Love that.
Yep. We're gonna keep each other together. Three forwards. Let's see. We're gonna go with one of my dad's favorite players growing up, which is Rick Vive.
Nice.
And then we're gonna go with So Rick Vive, Ovi. I've always enjoyed watching him growing up.
Thank you.
And another player who I've heard about a lot about, and he's kind of an idol in the hockey world, Mario Lemieux.
Oh, I like that. Who's gonna go in
And
net
then
for you?
goalie, the only Leafs goalie who I've ever met is gonna be Johnny Bauer.
Love that. The
Yeah,
legend, the Bauer
legend.
wall. I love that. Well,
Exactly.
man, that was a great lineup. It was great to sit down with you. I'm glad you're enjoying your time in the Royal City. All the fans enjoy watching you play defense out there. Best of luck with the playoffs coming up. And I really, really appreciate your time, my friend. Thanks for doing this, Rowan.
Awesome. Thank you, Ryan. I really appreciate you having me out. And we'll see you around the rink.
Absolutely, you will. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find this show with links on the Guelph Storm website. Of course, there's the YouTube channel as well. Just search Eye of the Storm and Guelph Storm podcast. It's on all your favorite podcast apps. And hey, you want to come down and watch Rowan Top and the Guelph Storm on their march into the playoffs? It's right around the corner. You can get tickets on the Guelph Storm website or the box office at the Sleeman Center. We'll be back next week with another episode of Eye of the Storm.